some fucked up shit. When you tune in, we don't hold back. It's just how we do it.
Oh, I'm pumped right about now because I'm live. Live here with another special movie spoilers review here. And today's review is all about my man who I did a review for not too long ago. You might have known him. His name is Steve Kahn. He did the horror short called Fear with the lovely, I ain't gonna pronounce her name because I'm gonna fuck it up, but it's Jessica Rabbit. There you go, something like that. And today we're back here, 2015, live. I'm energetic right now. Don't know why. Maybe it's because of the alcohol. But we're here to talk about The Prisoner with his new actor in here. We got Joe J. Garcia. And Prisoner, basically, it's a short film again. It's a 19-minute runtime on it. Steve Kahn direct, writes, produce, camera holder, all that great stuff. Cinematographer, editor, he does all that stuff because he's a one-man band man or a one-man filmmaker. So basically, you know, you open up with a dark room, you hear a lot of noise going on. You got Joe Garcia. I don't know his name in the movie because they don't bring it up, so I'm just gonna call him Joe Garcia. And it's a POV shot of a guy pointing the camera his way. And you're thinking that he didn't lock someone up in there because he's talking, having a whole conversation with him, and there's banter back and forth. It's constant, almost like some psychotic homicidal traits into Joe Garcia here. And he's asking questions, did you read my note and stuff like that. And then, you know, there's even a part towards the end where he buys like these photo frames, like, you know, like just like some cheap ass little photos you get at the 99-cent store that has like a little window on it, some sunlight, you know, because you got to get your sunlight, you're in sunny California, so you got to see all the sun, the lights, the bright ocean sea and stuff like that. And he's nailing in the wall, and then finally he's got the hammer, he's swinging it, and somehow as he's just like threatening this dude with a hammer, the hammer flies off, and you hear a loud cracking noise, and that ends the movie right there. Now there's something else that happens at the end of the movie too, but I want to save that for a little bit last, because everybody knows my boy Steve Kahn, who I think is a tremendous short film director. But I haven't talked about this film yet, as far as my opinions go. I think the guy is an expert on how to make short films. I actually love this fucking film. This film was pretty damn good, I must say. Steve Kahn, if you can find people out there, if you can find Steve Kahn's The Prisoner, I'd recommend it highly. Because it's a very, very nice little psychological thriller here, and you dwell into this guy, Joe Garcia, who I think does a great job of selling his performance of what he was doing, and you really don't even know what's wrong with him. You think he's a schizophrenic or something like that, or he's really kidnapped someone in here. But then, to go ahead and spoil it, because this is movie spoilers, the hammer that flew off out of his hands, and you hear that last shouter, it's just a mirror in the closet. It's nobody in there. It's no guy, no girl. And he didn't kidnap anyone. It's just a mirror. And basically what this movie is all about, it's about, and the reason why I like it, because the movie is mostly about self-acceptance. He constantly has conversations with this supposedly guy in the closet where, you know, he's asking questions about, this is not how I wanted my life to be. I can't live this way. I don't want to live this way no more. There's a scene where you hear a struggle with the door closed, and you don't know what's going on because it's dark, it's lighting, dark lighting is going on and stuff, but you hear the gun goes off, and you keep hearing the trigger roll, and he opens the door, and he's angry, he's yelling at this guy, he's like, I don't want to live my life like this no more. And we don't know, that's what I think I like about the film so much, whatever, is you don't really know what's wrong with this guy. Is because, and then when the ending rolls around, you understand that it is about a self-acceptance of himself, but you really don't know if it's like self-acceptance of, you know, whether it's his religion, his gender base, or anything like that. And I think it's a great story that what Steve Kahn did here, for the simple fact that in 2015, still in America, we still have some, you know, obviously with the transgender thing, from the Caitlyn Jenner story or whatever, you know, black people constantly getting harassed and shot by cops and stuff like that. A lot of discrimination going on in the world today. And why I think this movie is so well is because it manages to tell you a story and still keep a social satire of it while not beating you over the head. That's why I think Steve Kahn is an excellent director when it comes to shorts. I can't wait to see this guy's full feature-length film, is because that... Actually, you know what? He might be a better M. Night Shyamalan, because I noticed with his films, he has a... It's not so much of a twist to it, but he really... The title of his movies always seem to just fit the story just well. If you remember the movie I reviewed from Fear, you know, you kind of wondering, like, okay, what's if the message here, whatever, and basically it's fuck fear. You know, fear is just a thing in your head. It's an emotional reaction or something like that. You know, it's not something really, it's no really monsters out there looking for you or anything like that. This is an emotional response in your head. And he really made the movie feel as if that it was just something psychological in your head and nothing really out there. And I think with this one, it's called The Prisoner. He really fucking plays the audience as if someone is being held captive in this storage room, or I guess the closet, if you will. But you really want, like all his films, when you get to the end, the mystery of it really starts to pan out and reveal itself to be that title has something much more meaningful than just the simple story of what you can think of, like just a simple monster fearing this person or someone actually holding someone captive in here. No, basically, this guy, even though he's arguing with himself, he is a prisoner in his own body. He's a prisoner to his own world. He's a prisoner to his own life. And I think that Steve Coogan handles that so excellent, man. I mean, the guy, you can definitely tell that he puts a lot of work into his films. The guy is very passionate. Like I said, I cannot wait to see this guy's full-length feature film. The actor he got in here, Joe Garcia, I thought he really sold this. His performance in it was great. I thought Steve had me laughing at first, I'm not gonna lie, because I watched this on my tablet, and he almost made me throw my damn tablet, because the first like minute of the film, it's just black screen and you hear noise, and I'm thinking to myself, you guys know how when you press players or whatever shit and the audio is working, I don't know, maybe because your Wi-Fi is down or something like that, and then the fucking video doesn't show, and I was slamming my tablet against the damn, I don't know, it was a pillow or whatever and shit, but I was just like, I'll be goddamn shit. I was like, fuck, I just want to hurry up and get this over with. Come on now, I got like 9 other movies to fucking review or whatever. Then it came when I was like, oh, Steve, you son of a bitch, you almost threw this damn thing. But once it rolls in, you kind of just sitting there, because I'm sitting there for a good 7 minutes of the film, and I'm just going, okay, well, what's going on here? Is this guy, is he a serial killer or whatever? But like the later the movie goes on and the time frame of it really rolls by. I mean, 20 minutes, it ain't that long, don't get me wrong, whatever, but you know, 19 minutes, it just rolled by so natural. Everything in this movie felt organic of how it happened. Nothing felt forced or as if, like I said earlier, he was trying to beat you over the head. I think that's one of the best things about Steve Coogan's films, is that they're message films. But and message films about life, basically. But they never once feel like they're overbearing or knocking you upside the head or anything like that. I'm just waiting for his next film called Cookie, where it's not actually about a cookie or something like that. It's about the deranged drug dealing of cookies that the Cookie Monster was doing or something. I don't know. I'm just making up shit now. You see, Steve, that's why I'm not a fucking director right now, because I ain't as genius like you. But, no, I actually love the film. I liked it a lot. Watched it twice, actually. Twice and listened to it the third time in the car. Just put it on my phone or whatever and just listened to it on the drive back to the studio to record this. And I thought it was a good film. Hopefully Steve Coogan can win some more awards for this, because I thought it was a great short. I'm starting to find out that because you know everyone's talking about like the TV renaissance, how it's better than films here. Man, I've seen a lot of great shorts this year from casual audience members and casual movie lovers and stuff like that, to making some shorts, and they're really standing out. They have the social satire that really works. I think social satire really works well with shorts. Steve Coogan is definitely one of those directors that makes it work together. And there's some other people out there as well, too, you know, whether they're talking about gay rights, transgender issues, race issues, anything like that. And I think why they work well with shorts is because you can just focus on that one topic without giving overbearing to saying, oh, I have to pan this out to add it to make it an actual film, or I have to throw this in there to make it look like a standard film or something like that. That's why I think shorts work better for that. And plus, like, once again, they don't beat you over the head with a 19-minute time running. So, Enough, man. I obviously, like always, Steve, and this is, once again, got to put that message out there, because when people ask me to review movies, they think that, oh, P1's going to kiss that ass or anything like that. No. Everybody saw what I gave the Fabney and gave that a high stream. It wasn't to see it, but Steve, you know, I got nothing but love for you, brother, and your movies keep knocking it out the park with me, so obviously this is getting to see it from me. So now, if you'd like to get in touch with Mr. Steve Kahn or find a way to check out his films, he does post them on Vimeo. I think right now for the month of October, I was going to say Halloween, month of Halloween, but you can head on over to Vimeo. Go ahead and get in that search bar right there and type in Steve Kahn. That's STEVEKAHN. Type him up and just look up Fear. It's a 14-minute short film. I reviewed it about two years ago. Check that out on there. And he posts a lot of his films on there, especially his older ones. You can follow him on Twitter at Steve Kahn, same way I spelled it before, but all is one word this time. Or you can visit his website, and that's at kafilmworks.com. That's kafilmworks.com. Or if you are into the Mark Zuckerberg side of things, then you can head over to facebook.com/prisoner. That's facebook.com/prisoner. You got multiple ways to get in touch with him. So I don't want to hear no damn excuses of how you couldn't find this dude. He's one of the best directors working in L.A. for short films. So you got four ways. Was it four? I can't remember. One, two, three. Okay, math wasn't my best subject in college, but hey, I passed, didn't I? Cheated like a motherfucker. But anyway, like I said, you got four ways to find this dude. Contact him. Message him. Say, hey, Steve, dude, how can I see this film? Message him. Tell him. Bug the fuck out of him if you have to. Steve don't mind it. Steve does yoga and shit like that or whatever. So, you know, he's very relaxed when it comes to people bugging the shit out of him. So, find him. Look for him. Subscribe to him. Do what you gotta do. Support this guy. He's one of the best working talents in L.A. right now at this bar. Period. Now, it just makes me wonder, when is Steve gonna make a film that where the title is just basically what the title is? It ain't got no side message to it. Like, he just called it, police beatings or cops or something like that. And it's just straight up about cops beating the shit out of black people's asses or something like that, or holding them hostage or something like that, or shooting them up or something. I don't know. Something like that. Something where you're just looking like, okay, I know Steve has a twist. Where's it at? And Steve just ends the movie and go like, man, ain't no twist to this. It's just cops beating people's asses.